Welcome to Legislative Report with Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler joining us. Representative Cutler, 2018 is quickly coming to an end. What would you say were some legislative highlights of this past year?
Well, I think probably one of the most important things, Greg, was when you look at the number of bills that had passed the House. There's a lot of news coverage about how often things don't function anymore in politics. But the truth is, I think that in Harrisburg, at least, there's still a lot of bipartisanship and there's still the ability to work together. When you look at the number of bills, we had a little over 2,500 bills that were entered into the House. And of those, between 580 and 600 actually passed the House. Those are both House bills and Senate bills that came across. And 93% of those bills had bipartisan support. So members of both parties voted for that. And you drill into the numbers a little further, 350 of those 580 or so bills were unanimous. And I think that's important because all too often that's lost in the noise of the 7% that we don't agree on. Specific to issues that I think are beneficial to all the residents and constituents here in the Commonwealth, you know, I personally had worked on a bill that would increase the employability for individuals with disabilities. That was something that myself and Dan Miller from Allegheny County, who's a Democrat, and the governor worked on. And we were able to demonstrate bipartisanship in finding that solution. There were budgetary reforms that I think are important because we're asked to be good stewards of the tax dollar. And some of those, like performance-based budgeting, were signed into law. That was Senator Mensch's bill. And others only passed one chamber and I think have a good potential of being reintroduced again this year. Additionally, when you look at the areas of reform, we passed lobbyist disclosure reform. I had worked on a piece that increased the fines. I worked with my good friend, Representative Brandon Newman, who's now a judge out in Washington County, also a Democrat. And I think that when you look at the other areas of potential reform, one of the big packages that unfortunately was left undone was regulatory reform. I know folks are struggling with getting things as simple as building permits. I talked to a young couple earlier this year who owned a set of property in Mardick Township, and they were running into stormwater runoff and DEP permitting problems. Those are very real issues for small business owners and homeowners. We can't talk about affordable housing if you have to spend tens of thousands of dollars on these kinds of paperwork. And then in addition to the money, there's also a significant time delay. That's an area where I think we can come back together and work on those again because they were left undone. But I think at least for me in this holiday season, I think the big takeaway is the fact that we accomplished a lot of very big items, not just this session, but in the last two with Governor Wolf. Republican House and Senate, Democrat governor, bipartisan support on a lot of bills. And this time of celebrating the end of the year and looking back and reflecting, I think that's important because that's a big takeaway that we probably don't hear enough about. And as we head into the next session, it's certainly my hope that that continues.
Christmas is this coming Tuesday. Do you have some Christmas wishes for your constituents and fellow Pennsylvanians?
Absolutely. I certainly want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. This is always one of my favorite times of the year because it's a good reminder of what God has done for us and how he's provided for us in so many ways, not just physical, but also in the gift of his son. So Merry Christmas.
Representative Cutler, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.